This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's foreshadowing throughout the Bible. There's a lot of foreshadowing in the books before, and things just repeat. But if you actually read what they break down in Revelations and in Ezekiel and in Daniel and in Leviticus and all of it, you have to worship the beast. You have to do everything it says. You have to be under its total control. And there are these giant images of the beast, 50, 100 feet tall in the public places in the markets that you worship. And then you have to ask questions of the beast, and it will give you answers. It will do wonders. It will give you miracles. It will give you health. And it describes the beast having like all these little metal locusts and dragonflies flying around, watching and controlling everyone. And whole cities being vaporized in fire, and all these big governments warring with each other, and it all just falls apart and then disintegrates. Well, whether you believe that's going to happen or not, the globalists have used it as a model, and they're bringing in a world government, and they describe it as a mark and 10 kingdoms, just like the Bible says. So go read Revelation about the mark of the beast. Go read about what is unfolding, and then realize that I remember 25 years ago, there was a preacher. They found his name again the other day. Pass West, he'll remember the guy's name. I need to find out if that guy's still around, still alive. Wasn't that old then. He's probably like 55 then. And he said, I said, yeah, it'll be, a scan of your hand, a scan of your face. He said, no, it'll be a vaccine you're forced to take that changes your DNA and takes over your body. And I said, how do you know that? And he said, my pastor had a vision. Now, that's coming true now. And this is Bill Gates literally impregnating you with a foreign alien DNA of a clone child mixed with a jellyfish just in the Pfizer document that then changes in a chain reaction every cell in your body. But eggs in a woman's ovaries, those are done when she's formed as a baby in the mother's womb. She has the eggs left for her life. Sperm are formed continually. And your eye cells. Everything will be rewritten. I mean, this is so drastic, like alien meteorite hits and starts taking over like the Blob. I mean, this is it. So, Jeff, pretty incredible times to be alive, my friend.
Yeah, it sure is, Alex. Years ago on YouTube, I watched something called this guy, they've isolated what's called the God gene, which is your way that you respond to God. I don't know if that's true or not, but with the Trojan crapshoot that they're putting in these vaccines, there may come a time where you take something and you're gone. You just can't come back. The Bible says that the first two people to enter the lake of fire, which is the not the judgment seat of God, but they go straight into the lake of fire, are the false prophet and the Antichrist. But it says everybody that takes the mark of the beast joins him with the devil in the ultimate judgment in the lake of fire. Now, I didn't write that, but that's what it says, and it all seems to be coming to pass. My contention is this. We have therapeutics, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which are extremely effective in fighting this vaccine. We need to be...
And they're not letting us have it because they want to keep us in fear forever. This is a problem that never ends. Hey, move on from the Bible, though it's central and key. But for secular folks, Xi Jinping a month ago said you'll have a QR code to buy and sell and travel. Now it's officially announced. CNN says you must have it. They're just doing it. It's a total authoritarian takeover. All right, we've got some big announcements, some other news to hit. Owen Schroyer is going to lead a demonstration tonight, 11 p.m. at the W downtown. People should do this everywhere. I'm going to be there, too. We're going to live stream it at Infowars.com and Newswars.com and Band.video. So I think the volunteers are going to stand here tonight so that when we go out downtown to protest against the martial law he's declared, the governor says his martial law is illegal. He can't say that everybody's not essential and that bars and restaurants are closed, so they're staying open. All the corporate things are going to stay closed because he said so, because they want to bankrupt everybody else. See, when they have the order, they close for a few days and no one else is allowed to open. But they open back up. It's a systematic demonic plan. Also, I've got a clarification and an apology I need to make, because when I've been led astray and made mistakes, I want to own up to those. So I'll do that on the other side. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, in 60 seconds. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. This is the final Alex Jones transmission of 2020. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
We shall fight, and we shall never surrender. And the good news is the bad news. Things are getting really serious, really quick. It's going to separate the boys from the men, the women from the girls. The goats from the sheep. Okay, Owen's got some big announcements. He's here riding shotgun with us, but let me cover this right now. I know what Trump has gone through at a microcosm level in the swamp in D.C. You know that I don't organize a lot of events around the country. We've had them over the years. 16, 17 years ago, I was having events with 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 people at them. We'd open up venues and sell out of tickets in hours. And you would come out to those events, but then the left would bomb threat them and cause all these problems. And we could reach so many people making films, documentaries, putting out reports and doing live digital media that we stopped doing it. But now because of the censorship, we've gone back into the street, the third dimension. So we came before the Tea Party. We came before Ron Paul. We came before he ran for president. Before all of that, you, this audience, are the hardcore Americans that were aware of what was going on. You sought us out. You are the lifeblood of this. So I got contacted by the Trump White House. I got contacted by the State Department. And they said to me, hey, will you try to rally people in Arizona, in Georgia, in D.C.? And here are some of the folks we're working with. And so I work with those folks, and they're nice people. Then I get called to go to D.C. Roger Stone gets called. He's going there. And then he gets told, oh, you've been knocked off the thing from one of the main events. You're not going to speak. Roger pulls out, doesn't go. I get told, oh, yeah, the organizers are bad folks, whatever. You know, we need to go out of the Supreme Court and lead our own deal. I went and did it. It was a big deal. Great. And I said some mean things that I'd heard from others about the organizers. And really, this is all just fog of war stuff. Then I come to the next event. And I'm speaking at the Jericho March and a bunch of other big marches. And I did, because I'd been, you know, told not to like the folks that were doing the other big event over at Freedom Plaza. I did go over there because you couldn't even hear what they were doing on their speaker system, you know, 500 yards away. The crowds were so big. And I'd been told Trump was about to probably come. I spoke there. General Flynn was there to the big Jericho deal on the mall. So I went over there because we were waiting a few hours before I was going to speak. And I said, folks, you need to come over here, you know, basically once you're done here. Now, once I got to the Jericho March, and I was told, when this is over at 3:30, march everybody down to the Supreme Court because there's another event that people are putting on there. And I'm told that by the people, some of the folks involved in the Jericho March. I don't even really know what's going on. I'm at my hotel eating. My crew's like, you got to go. You got to get down there. You said you were going. I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to do it. So then, because they had the roads all blocked, so then we walked a couple miles to the Supreme Court. or no, halfway. The truck got us about halfway. And I'm walking up, and these big security guys come running up and run into us and say, you're not taking this over. So we start to kind of push with them and stuff, and then I can't see what's going on, you know, over the little hill there at the Supreme Court. I go, forget it. I don't care. We'll go over here. Well, the whole crowd that I already told to be there follows me. So now I see what this looked like. I did go take over one of their events earlier in the day to bring some of the people to the Jericho March. I was mad at them. I was being a stinker. And so I apologize for that. But when I came to the next event at the Supreme Court, I was told that that was somebody else's event, and that wasn't true. And so there's a lot of these groups manipulating, playing each other off, fighting with each other, and I'm not in the middle of that. I'm not involved in that. So let me just say this here on air. You've got Women for America First, who do great events around the country. I don't know hardly anything about them except that they've been around 15 years. They put on a bunch of big deals. I think Amy Kramer and Kylie Kramer, her daughter, are overall great people, done a great job. Particularly Kylie, because I did see her at the same hotel we were staying at, and I did roll down the window the night before the event, and smart mouthily said, you're not keeping me from anything. I'm going to take over your event tomorrow. Well, then no wonder when I then get told, go down to the thing at the Supreme Court, I show up, there's security's there waiting for me, they run into us, you see me on video, say, hey, forget it, we'll go, and then they call up Millie Weaver and go, look, he's attacking Millie Weaver. She wasn't speaking when I got there. I like Millie. She used to work here. So I apologize to Millie, and I apologize to Kylie Kramer. I did say something smart mouth to Kylie. And we don't need to end fight. It's all stupid. It doesn't matter. And here's why I tell the rest of the story. No one was going to end up paying for the event that Trump said. Because it has to be privately put on when Trump does an event. Donors have to do it. Everybody's deserted Trump. Nobody was going to pay for the event on the 5th either. I went ahead and paid the down payments. And then, like, biblically, the widow's mite, the phone rings, and this big donor reimburses me the money. Literally offers me the amount of money I just paid. She's a great lady. And then all the infighting with all these groups churns up and gets crazy, and I just said, I prayed about it, and I said, I told some other folks last week, I said, I'm going to apologize to the Kramers. Like, well, they're not perfect. I go, well, nobody is. I'm going to apologize, and I'm going to tell the story on air so people know what really happened. And so I apologize to Women for America First. They're doing a great job, and they are putting on the big deal on the Ellipse on the 6th that I'll also be at with Roger Stone. So there, hatchet's buried. But let's play some of the footage of what really happened at the Supreme Court at the last D.C. event where you see, I don't see Millie up there. I see a guy kind of in a Santa Claus outfit, kind of a cool outfit, I guess, a nice guy, I'm told. And I get pushed away, and I leave. And I go across the street, everybody follows me. Like, I'm desperate for a crowd. Anywhere I go, I get a crowd there. So that's what happened. Here's the truth. Here's the footage. And this happens.
I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
At 4 o'clock today, we're going to march back to the Supreme Court. You got some other great folks at Freedom Plaza. If some of you aren't here later, go get them. Lead them to the Supreme Court at 4 at this great event. But pray for America.
I'm going to take people to death. I didn't know they were putting on, too. I'm just saying go to the next event. I was told to.
But with Trump, it's as close as it got. Look how far we've come. Look at what we've been able to do. And this is just the beginning.
So we're at the back of the crowd. These guys run up. And this is what happens.
What a story, guys. Like, seriously, I don't know what I'm thinking. Maybe I just got a little enthusiastic, but we're going to do it. It's got Trump.
You're not allowed to be here. You're not allowed to be here.
I tell him, stop pushing me, we'll leave. And so the crowd's there, they're my fans. I go across the street, everybody follows, and they just stop the rally and leave. Because it was supposed to be over anyways. And so what I didn't know is, I guess their rally was ending at 4 or 5 or whatever. I don't even care. But I get the guy in the red suit, you know, thought that I was there to take over their precious event. I got millions of audience every day. I won't take anything home. Now, minutes later, keep going, they call Millie Weaver up, and I like Millie, but she knows that the guy calls her up after I was already across the street, and she says, I came to disrupt her. Millie, I don't have a crystal ball. I didn't know that. Never try to disrupt her, do you? And so, again, I'm already across the street. The crowd's followed me. And then they call Millie up so she can be a victim.
That's not the Kramers, and that's not that guy. He didn't even know what was going on. It's not even Millie. It's just we're primed to be victims in this society. So I'll say it. I'm the bad guy. I apologize to Millie, and I apologize to Santa Claus, dude. And I'm not being mean. It's kind of a cool Santa Claus. He's wearing a Santa Claus outfit, folks. But seriously, I'm not going to have that happen at these events next week. It isn't about infighting. It's about millions and millions on the street, you being in the crowd. It's not about the speeches. It's not about that. It's about Trump giving a speech saying he's not going to concede and us standing with him and occupying D.C. Oh, and 30-second comment.
Well, I was there for the entire series of events you just described, and, I mean, it is entirely factually correct. The problem is, look, there's always going to be infighting. These are just, you know, tense times, and, you know, our problem is we're like the Lone Rangers out here in Texas. You know, they live in D.C., they live in New York, that's kind of their thing. We're just like berserkers. Like, we're just in a war. It's like we don't have time to analyze all the little blades of grass on the battlefield. We charge in, have a victory, and leave, and so it's all right, though. We're all learning to get along, and that's a good thing.
That's right. Let's talk about a demonstration we're having tonight, which everyone's welcome to come to at 11 o'clock. No one's in charge. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Much as I like this song, we have got a long way to go and a short time to get there. With Owen Schroyer riding shotgun, the great Matt Bracken's about to take over for two segments, then Owen takes over with the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., and he'll be down there 11 p.m. tonight, ringing in the new year, right through midnight central time at the First Street at the W. We'll tell you why in a moment. It's a big national news story right now. But let me add one more thing about burying the hatchet earlier. These groups are infighting. I chose a side. I think it went overboard. I think the Kramers have done a great job. We love Kylie. And I have the permit. We have the whole permit for the 5th. I'm inviting them to come speak at our event, and I'm inviting Millie Weaver to come speak. So there you go, at the big event in Freedom Plaza, and we're working with them on the 6th. So, I mean, again, it's not like it's like you speak and you're a movie star, and these are like Oscars we're handing out. This is about the demonstration. It's about saying no to the globalists, but that's why we all need to come together, Owen.
Yeah, and that's been part of the problem, I think, with the conservative side of the aisle, is it's just like trying to herd cats. I mean, we have our own independent thoughts. We have our own independent ways of approaching things and doing things. So it just kind of comes with the territory. But, you know, we've never really been forced with, this time where we have to get along or we're going to lose everything. It's the unite or fall apart.
Well, I mean, when you get a million or 2 million people on the ground, it's hard as hell to run that. So, I think things are going great. What matters is there's no air coverage, like on the first one showing over a million people or close to a million. We need somehow to show it's going to be down all the side streets, down the roads. This is the beginning of the occupation of D.C.
And the problem, too, is most people that are in political media, like I said, they live in D.C. or New York. We're out here in Austin, Texas. So they've never really met us. All they see is the fake news about us. Once they meet us, they'll get to know us. And by the way, and we'll talk about this now, I was just at a local bar owner, restaurant owner press conference here. Mayor Adler, this is the breaking news, by the way. Mayor Adler announced just a day ago, so he gives them 2 days' notice, bars and restaurants have to be closed at 10:30. They've already purchased the food, the beverage for New Year's Eve, not expecting this to happen.
And again, it's all a raw exercise of power. It has nothing to do with viruses. It's just a pure, I tell you to stand on one leg. I tell you to stick your thumb up your rear end. I tell you to stand on your damn head.
Well, they just...
Well, Adler's flying around all over the damn Caribbean.
Well, and we'll maybe see him tonight at the W. He's welcome to come out and be a part of our event tonight outside of the W at 11 p.m. But... there was a moment today where there was a gentleman from the Austin American Statesman there, and I was there asking the bar owners questions. By the way, they announced they're going to disobey the illegal order. So, I mean, of course.
Do you have some footage of that for your show tonight?
Yes, we have the footage. It's being uploaded to Bandai Video right now.
Well done, Lord Vader.
We have the full press conference, and we're going to have some highlights cut up. But you know what? Here's the thing, Alex. At the end of this, there was a guy from the Austin American Statesman who I'm sure we disagree on everything politically, and I gave him a little razzle-dazzle at the event. And then afterwards, he came up to me and he said, hey, you know what? I still respect you. I said, hey, you know what? His name was Phil. I shook his hand and I said, hey, Phil, you know what? When we talk politics and the ring goes up and we enter that arena, we go hard, man. We throw haymakers. That's what we do.
But he needs to come in on the side of keeping the businesses open, damn it.
Well, we should all be on the side of that. But here's the thing that we all have to realize, Alex. We have to share this earth together. We have to share this consciousness together one way or the other.
I agree. The globalist one is fighting with each other. We need to lovingly reach out to the left because they're victims of mind control in the new year.
And it's just being able to put the political differences aside. Hey, have those battles. We're always going to have...
And even though you're jealous of my hair, you just get over it.
I wanted to have a hair transplant here live on air. I want to get the Biden deal.
You admit
deal.
You're jealous of my hair.
Give me the Biden deal. Biden had his head chopped off, so why don't we just chop the top of your head off? But see, I have a small
head. The president-elect is Kamala Harris. He said so.
He said that, I think, 3 or 4 times now. He can't. Well, look, Alex, whether I have your hair or my hair tonight, both of our hairs.
Well, the fact is you're really upset you don't have mine.
Both of our hair.
You've been crying about it a lot. I'm saying you're going to get over it in the new year.
Is this projection?
It's called a joke, Owen.
It's all right, Alex. We can transplant
hair. My hair is one step away from a comb over. That's why as soon as I lose 30 pounds.
You need to go with the chrome dome.
Oh, it's going off. Yeah.
New Year's Eve? Shave your head tonight?
I don't know. I don't want to
look. No, you should invite Mayor Adler.
I do look a little Lex Luthor with
you
that.
You should invite Mayor Adler to shave your hair tonight. Yeah. He can shave it with a straight blade.
Yeah.
I think
he's probably in the Caribbean with no mask on with 20 hookers. Like last time. I mean, hell, it's like this other minister in Canada got caught in the Caribbean. I mean, it's like the main doctor says, arrest anyone not wearing a mask, and he's like in a photo with 12 chicks in bikinis kissing him. I mean, it's like, they know it's a lie, folks.
Yeah, it's Fauci. It's all of them.
Anyways, I cannot say enough. Everybody's got to get to D.C. The 5th is huge. The president wants it huge. He wants it massive. The 5th. So try to get there on the 4th or the day of the 5th. Freedom Plaza. And there was a big, ridiculous, stupid fight over the permits and all the rest of it, but that's all been handled. So our group's got the main permit, and everybody's welcome to speak. It's going to be absolutely amazing on the 5th and the 6th. A lot of big surprises. And there was so much infighting going on that Roger Stone was going to cancel going like last time. He's coming. I'm paying to get in there. That means you, the listeners, are paying to get in there because Roger's broke. So buy some products at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your pollen block that's back in stock after 8 months because the COVID lockdown couldn't get it. That's back in. We've got X2 back in, Real Vitality back in. All discounted, 50% off on those, on the X2 and on the Super Real Vitality. And, of course, we've also got the Winter Sun that's very close to selling out in the next few weeks at current prices and the fluoride-free activated charcoal concentrated toothpaste. It is back in stock, 25% off. And you guys have funded this revolution, and I salute and love you and thank you. Owen, what else you got coming up on the War Room today?
So we are going to be talking about the next move for President Trump and his team as they just had another hearing in Georgia yesterday, the hacking of the Dominion systems. Now there could be potential subpoenas coming forward where Dominion will have to testify, so that could be all in the future. President's team said they're going to have specific evidence, but we're going to take a lot of calls. We've got Leo Zagami coming up and a couple other guests. But tonight, here's why I think why I wanted to do this tonight and why the crew wanted to do this tonight, because there is no support for Mayor Adler in this town. I mean, there really isn't. It's really
got to start the recall. In fact, that's a resolution, is a recall that piece of filth.
They had there was a lady out there taking signatures to recall Adler today. I invited her to be out there.
So let's have a recall Adler rally at 11 p.m. tonight out front the W.
Absolutely. And hey, look, it's a peaceful protest unofficially sponsored by Black Lives Matter and the Austin Homeless.
So that means we can burn it down and shoot people, but we won't want to do that.
No, no,
no. We're not like the peaceful protesters that burn buildings down. We're the peaceful type that give people a pat on the back and we sign a signature to recall that little piece of filth.
I think Adler should come out with us tonight. And by the way, we'll have, it's going to be fun.
We'll have the tar and feather.
We'll have, you should invite Adler to shave your chrome dome and then tar and feather your bald head.
Well, he's just,
he should come out and join us, though, don't you think? You and I toasted to freedom in July this year. And so now we're going to toast to bring in the New Year's. It's 11 p.m. out front of the W. The reason why we're at the W, if people are wondering, that's where Adler lives. He lives in the penthouse of the W. I don't know how he affords that on his meager mayoral salary.
The guy is owned by big tech. It's got everything locked down but big tech. He's a globalist operative trying to shut our city down.
So I'll give Mayor
Adler. The enemy of America.
Mayor Adler, I don't want to have to do this to you tonight. We've met many times. You usually run away when you see me now. But come out tonight. Be a part of this. You're an American, too. We'll toast to you. We'll cordially come together, even though we're bitter political rivals.
And you're going
to
love the tar bath. It's so good.
For Alex's bald head. And that you can enjoy.
Oh, I'll be tarred and feathered by Adam.
No. Yeah, he's going to shave your head, and then he's going to put the tar and feather on your bald head so that you have a new head of hair like Biden or like a founding father.
I'll be like, Birdman.
Or Adler can be a coward and a fraud.
Hey,
and
the last few seconds of the Alex Jones Show 2020. We got.
And I made it. I was on air.
The great Matt Brackens coming up.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines and is clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. Again, it's available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally. unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
All right, the last show of the year, and I'm very proud and honored to be called in to close it out for you. You know, I'm wearing an InfoWars shirt right there today. I'm not a member of the InfoWars team in any kind of a financial sense. Never been paid. I'm doing this from my home in Florida, but I'm wearing it because I'm proud to stand with Alex and the InfoWars family. We're going into a new year, and you know, we're going to do this Stop the Steal rally next week, and we don't know how it's going to turn out. But there's a real serious chance that Biden and Harris are going to be the president and vice president. Obama will be a mile or so away in the basement of his Washington mansion, feeding their scripts to them, as he has said to said on TV. He'll be happy to just be the guy putting the words into the earpieces. So we know what's coming. The Department of Justice is going to be run by people like Andrew Weissman. And it's going to be a very dangerous time for patriots because they're going to be out for revenge, very serious revenge. Anybody that thinks that this is a joke, let me tell you, all of the hassles that we've had with the FBI and the DOJ, it being in a virtual state of mutiny the last 4 years, that was with our guy in the White House. So you put Obama as the puppet master and others like him, you know, feeding the lines to Harris and Biden, picking his attorney general. The Department of Justice is going to be out for scalps. What happened to Roger Stone is going to be magnified many fold, and there won't be a pardon waiting at the end of the Biden-Harris administration. It'll just be prison. So anybody that snipes at Alex and wants to cut him down, I'm telling you, who goes to the rallies? Who gets right out in front? Excuse me. Who's fearless when it comes to putting his face right out in front? You know, the former head of the NSA, General Michael Hayden, said he wants to see Alex charged and put in prison. They're not kidding, folks. This is serious business. Anybody that thinks that this is all like some kind of a grift or a big for-profit deal, I've never been paid a dime. I'm doing this for the love of it, for the patriotism, for the love of my country. That's it. You know, I'm going to Washington next week, and I hope it's such a big rally that it's impossible to find anybody that it'll be a sea of people. That's my hope. That's my goal. But, you know, to all of the anonymous ankle biters that want to hack away at Alex, let me tell you, the man has been a fearless leader now for many years, and he hasn't quit when it would have been easy. It would have been so easy at various points in the last couple of years to say, you know what, I've had it. I've done my part. I've done more than my part. I'm going to exit stage left and just live a quiet life. He didn't do it, just like Donald Trump didn't do it. You know, Trump could just say, look, the odds of my winning this are slim and none, so I'm just going to concede. You know, this way it'll put my family out of the line of fire, because you know that after the, you know, if Biden is in the White House next year, they're going to come after the entire Trump family. They're going to do to everybody with Trump in their name what they did to Roger Stone, and you know they're going to do it. They're going to do it hard, and that's why it's time to really stand up and be counted. That's why I'm going to Washington. That's why I do this show, because we all are going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. And the more of us that there are, the more power that we're going to get. You know, this great reset that we've all been talking about for years, it's really about control. The global elites are now cooperating, are trying to get us to be basically subservient peasants in a total control grid matrix. And they're very close. They've been using China as the test bed because there's no Bill of Rights, obviously, in China. But they're working out all of the technology and all the methodologies in China. But they're step by step going to be using it here in this country. You know, you're not going to be able to do a lot of things without the vaccine very soon. You know, first, it's everybody is trying to get the vaccine, but in a short while, it's going to be who are the refuseniks that won't take the vaccine, and they're going to be locked out professionally and locked out of travel. This is all about control. So next week, on January 5th and 6th, what we have to do is show who's really in control. We don't control social media. We don't have all of these organs of power. We don't control the Department of Justice. We can't decide what criminals will go uncharged and what innocent people will be arrested in the middle of the night. We don't control that. But we can overwhelm them with sheer numbers. And that's why it's going to be our week next week. You know, we weren't around for Valley Forge. We weren't around, you know, during any of America's darkest days. And now we're so comfortable. It's so easy to sit on the couch, watch the TV, change channels, hit the refrigerator. There's no problem. You can just watch your country go down the toilet, watch our elections be stolen, watch our freedom being lost, or you can actually rally. Now, next week, it's not going to be a quick in and out like some rallies are, you know, with convenient shuttle buses. This is going to be a lot of confusion. I've been told they're not going to put out porta potties. You know, the D.C. government is going to do everything that they can to sabotage and hassle this. So if you go to Washington, you can't plan on just getting a hotel room anywhere in Maryland or Virginia convenient. You're going to have to go almost with a camping trip mentality. And the weather should be fairly decent. The long-range forecast isn't too cold. No front coming through, but you can't tell at this point. But you're going to have to go with your own plan for food, for water, and for all of the bodily functions. Because if you are in a mob of 500,000 or a million people, you're not going to be able to just look at your map and say, oh, now I'm going to walk down this street. You're going to be like a fish in the middle of a giant school. You're going to go where the school pushes you at some points. So no matter, you know, unless you get there very early, like on the 4th or 5th, and stake out a spot, you know, you may not even get within sight of the Capitol. But that's all right. Even if the D.C. police pull tricks like stopping the metro from running or searching people going on the metro to hassle them and confiscate signs, things like that, you know, there are other methods that can be done. You know, giant car caravans can just circle the D.C. Beltway. You get enough Trumpsters, enough Stop the Steal ralliers to park on the bridges, you can bring Washington, D.C. to a complete stop. If they try to prevent this peaceful assembly by keeping people away from the Capitol, then the people are just going to do other things. And on the other side of this break, we're going to talk some more about that. But, you know, this, I can't emphasize, this is our moment. You know, we have never been tested in our lives like we are about to be tested. We haven't fought a war on American soil since 1865. You know, we have been blessed. Our wars have been fought overseas in other people's territory. And we have to get off the couches, break away out of our free, out of our, you know, peaceful, easy living, and show that this country is not going to be stolen by these Democrat, socialist, communist globalists. We're just not going to permit it. And next week is when we're going to show it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next.
With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's been pretty hard for me to think about anything except this election from November 3rd, when Trump was ahead by hundreds of thousands of votes in these six key states we've been talking about now for almost 2 months. And we woke up and, lo and behold, the Democrats had pulled off their Operation Red Mirage. They had flooded the ballot boxes with their fake ballots. And, yeah, I absolutely now say fake ballots. I don't know how many of you were able to watch the Georgia Senate hearing yesterday. And I watched it all, and it had some amazing testimony, some from technical and engineering experts. There's no question that tens of thousands of ballots in these states were counterfeit. They were mass produced ahead of time. When you look at some of these guys, like this witness on the screen right now, Jovan Pulitzer, he's got 200 patents, you know, involved with the human machine interface, like QR codes. He's an expert on this, and he says all he needs to see is the paper ballots. That you can't fake the creases, you can't fake the dots, you can't fake the names. If they can show the paper ballots, it's obviously going to be shown a fraud. So why are they hiding the paper ballots? They're hiding the paper ballots because they are hiding the fraud. Another expert who is named Bobby Piton or Piton, P-I-T-O-N, he's done a very fascinating mathematical analysis of the names. And in Pennsylvania and Georgia, among other states, there are hundreds of thousands of names of people that essentially what it boils down to is they have no relatives. They're like a celestial alien, dropped onto the planet Earth for the purpose of voting and then disappearing. They have unique first and last names that don't have any relatives. They had no mother, father, sister, brother, nephew. You know, this is so easy to look into. If we had an honest media, if we had an honest Department of Justice, this would be so easy to crack. So we're watching this theft in front of our faces in real time. We're watching it, and we're just going to sit on the couch and say, well, what can I do about it? Well, let me tell you, the path of least resistance is just to flow down the river like a cork. Or another way of looking at it, the path of least resistance is to stay in the herd of sheep that are following a Judas goat up at the front through the ever-narrowing plank board fences on each side, formed into a V, and at the end is the slaughterhouse. Because there's no doubt what is in store for us. We are being set up for slavery. If we let this stand, if we let an election be stolen from us, while our elite, you know, political bosses and media bosses say, don't believe your lying eyes, those ballots being pulled out from underneath the tables that were hidden, you know, hidden with a black tablecloth, that doesn't mean anything. When you see those women putting those stacks of ballots through three and four times, something like 150,000 Biden votes in a spike in the middle of the night in Georgia after they said, oh, we have to clear the room for a burst water main. Folks, if you let this happen, then it's on you. Then future generations will say, you just didn't really give a damn. They stole the election, not even hiding it. Hundreds of thousands of fake names, people that don't exist, counterfeit ballots with no creases, dead people voting, illegal aliens voting. And none of your political bosses are giving you the courtesy, or very few, of even saying, yeah, what you see with your own two eyes is true. The elite class just wants the party to continue. The Republicans just want to go back to being the Washington Generals, the happy basketball team that always loses to the Harlem Globetrotters. From day one, Trump has been up against all of the Democrats and at least half of the Republicans. Look at Mitch McConnell. If he was a patriot and not a Chi-Com sellout, look at his wife's family, the billions that they make from China. If he wasn't a Chi-Com sellout, he could stop this right now. Instead of making a deal with Nancy Pelosi to put the knife in Trump's back and put Biden, the election thief, in the White House, he could put an end to this just by promoting the challenges to these false certified results in these swing states. But he's not doing it, and he's not alone. Half of the Republicans are as bad as the Democrats. In fact, I think I hate them more because I respect an honest enemy like a Chuck Schumer standing in front of me as a communist saying he hates me more than a Republican that says, sure, I'm a conservative, but he's making secret deals with Pelosi and Schumer to get ready to put the knife in our back. Folks, next week, we have a chance to change the course of history. It's not going to be done by Senator Hawley by himself. We can't wait for some, you know, white hat QAnon secret, you know, insiders going to fix it for us. That's not going to happen. All of that has been BS. That's been meant to keep the sheep
going in line to the slaughterhouse, nice and calm, believing in some deus ex machina that was going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and save us. It's not that we're not going to be saved by anybody above us. We're going to only be saved by millions of Americans moving to Washington, occupying the entire area, if necessary, storming right into the Capitol. You know, there we know the rules of engagement. If you have enough people, you can push down any kind of a fence or a wall. But if not enough patriots show up, then we're just going to watch our freedom go down the drain. If anybody thinks, and I hope on this show they don't think it, don't worry, in 2 years we'll win, we'll get them back. That's what they thought in Venezuela. Don't worry about this Hugo Chavez. He'll wreck the economy, and then the conservatives will win the next election. No, folks. If they can steal an election right in front of our face on video with, you know, hundreds of thousands of fake ballots, counterfeit ballots, fake names of people that don't exist, and we can't stop it, do you really think we'll ever have another free election in this country? Do you think they'll give us a chance to come back in 2 years and push the Democrats out? Next week is a pivot in American history. Next week, we are going to stand up as free Americans, or we are just going to cringe back to our sofa, watch our country turn into Amerizuela, lose our freedom, and remember, our country in this scenario is just one big cog in the global Great Reset. We're going to be nothing more than peasant slaves in a Chinese-style social credit system where you just have to say yes, sir, no, sir, because you're afraid that if you go to the wrong websites, you're going to get marked down on your social credit, which will affect everything from your credit score to your ability to travel, just like in China. That's what our elites have planned for us. And the only chance we have to stop this is a mass mobilization next week. If we don't see a million people in Washington, then I'll know. Just not enough Americans cared. Freedom just didn't matter that much. As long as they had Netflix and a full refrigerator and a cozy sofa, they really didn't give a damn about freedom. And if that's the case, then we deserve everything that comes after this. Because we will then just be saying, I'm a sheep, I follow the sheep in front of me, the loudspeakers are saying everything is normal, follow that goat towards the big building up ahead. Well, I'm not doing it. I'm going to Washington. I'm staying for the duration. If there are debates, I'm staying till the end. I don't care. I've heard all about the hotel situation and Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I don't care. I'm going. And I hope I see you there. I hope I see millions of you there. And hope I see you again on InfoWars. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.